The World Health Organization announced today that Vietnam is the first country to contain severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS. It also reports that outbreaks of the disease have peaked in Hong Kong, Canada, and Singapore, but not in China, where the SARS outbreak originated and where several new cases were announced today. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
Stores in Beijing selling video cassettes and DVDs have been doing brisk business as many residents hunker down at home to wait out the worst of the SARS outbreak. Anyone still not intimidated by the disease into staying home had their party plans spiked at the weekend by Beijing's directive that karaoke bars, discos and nightclubs shut down. Restaurants remain open, but most are empty. On the eve of what is normally a massive tourist influx for the May Day holiday, the government has banned Chinese tour groups around the country. Foreign tour groups did not need a government ban to keep them away. So-called communist China marches to a capitalist beat these days, and this disease is causing a break in its step. The government continues to urge everyone, from the students of the capital's elite universities to the lowly migrant workers on Beijing's many building sites, not to leave the capital. Too late, though. The panic the authorities were trying to prevent by originally covering up the disease has already set in, and those who could leave last week did so in droves. The main military newspaper reports today that 1,200 medical staff from military hospitals around the country are urgently being transferred to hospitals around Beijing. On the outskirts of the capital, work is going on around the clock to finish a special hospital for SARS patients. Doctors of the World Health Organization, returning to Beijing from a five-day visit to China's largest city, Shanghai, said they did not think there had been a cover-up there, as there had been in Beijing. They estimated no more than 10 cases in Shanghai, compared with more than 1,100 confirmed cases and 1,100 more suspected cases in the nation's capital. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.